I'm Hannah Levine. You are listening to KXCI 91.3 FM in Tucson, online everywhere at kxci.org. As part of our Pride programming today, we are welcoming Dr. Susan Stryker, who has helped shape the cultural conversation on transgender topics for three decades. Susan earned her PhD in United States history from the University of California, Berkeley in 1992. Over the past 30 years, she has held distinguished visiting fellowships, research affiliations, and faculty positions at Harvard, Yale, Stanford, Johns Hopkins, Northwestern, University of California, Santa Cruz, as well as tenure at the Department of Gender and Women's Studies at the University of Arizona. She has served as the executive director of the GLBT Historical Society in San Francisco and director of the Institute for LGBT Studies at the University of Arizona. She's currently working on a book entitled Changing Gender, A Trans History of North America from Colonization to the Present. Her film and media work includes numerous critically acclaimed documentary and fictional projects, from the Amazon series Transparent and the Netflix series Tales of the City, to the recent documentary Disclosure, Trans Lives on Screen, to her own 2005 Emmy-winning documentary film, Screaming Queens, The Riot at Compton's Cafeteria, which is the topic of our conversation today. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Hannah, thank you so much. It is really great to be back here in Tucson, a place near and dear to my heart. Thanks for having me on.
It is a joy to have you on, and especially to have you on this day. Conversation often revolves around the importance of the Stonewall riots, but what is also extremely important is to recognize that the riots at the Compton's Cafeteria preceded that. And you have done a great deal of work around that topic and, of course, the documentary film itself. I'd love to hear from you, just kind of if you can walk us through what exactly were the Compton Cafeteria riots and why did they matter so much at the time?
That's a great question. I'll just say that the first mention that I ever saw of this incident at a place called Compton's Cafeteria at the corner of Turk and Taylor Streets in San Francisco's Tenderloin neighborhood was in a publication from 1972, so 6 years after the fact, where the organizer of the first major gay pride parade in San Francisco, this guy by the name of Raymond Brochiers, said, you know, in the centerfold of that program, it's like, everybody, we're here to celebrate what happened at Stonewall in 1969, but don't forget, gay lib started in San Francisco 3 years earlier at the corner of Turk and Taylor at an all-night restaurant called Compton's Cafeteria, when the police came in to do their usual job of harassing the what we're going to call like drag queens and hair fairies, you know, and hustlers who were sitting around the table late at night. And one of the queens threw a cup of coffee in the cop's face as she was resisting arrest. And, you know, it just escalated into a full on riot involving a couple of hundred people that spilled out of the cafeteria and into the streets. And as one of the eyewitness participants said, general havoc was raised that night in the Tenderloin. So it's a really interesting question why the organizer of the first gay pride parade in San Francisco clearly positioned Compton's as an origin story, you know, kind of like it's like, yes, Stonewall, but don't forget Compton's, and why Stonewall was remembered and Compton's was not. I mean, that is kind of a mysterious question. You know, I think it has something to do with the fact that Ray Brochiers was a very difficult person who wasn't well liked by some of the other gay activists in San Francisco. He was also somebody who was much more interested in, you know, what I would call multi-issue organizing. I mean, he was interested in, you know, poor people and old people, and he was interested in racial justice issues. He was very supportive of transsexual, transvestite, drag people at a time when a lot of other people in the gay community were not. And so I kind of think that what happened in San Francisco was that the next Pride Parade in 1973 was kind of done in opposition to the one that Brochures had organized the year before, that it became much more of like a single issue kind of, we are cisgender homosexual people and we are not, you know, involved with, you know, person they called Crazy Ray. And they didn't have any particular interest in being part of a more coalitional social justice movement with trans people and poor people or sex workers. And, you know, that Pride became something that was much more, you know, cisgender homosexual rather than this broader movement. And I think the Compton story just kind of, you know, fell out of fell away from people's attention, you know, that it wasn't the past that the people who had the means of remembering and commemorating cared to link themselves to. And that it wasn't then until the 1990s that the history of what had happened at Compton's began to be recovered by a new generation of researchers, myself included.
I've been speaking with Dr. Susan Stryker about the Compton's cafeteria riots and her film Screaming Queens. You can find it on streaming platforms now. Thank you again, Dr. Stryker.
Oh, thanks, Hannah. Really great to touch base with you again. I miss Tucson.
We miss you too. So thanks for making the time. You're listening to Pride coverage today on KXCI 91.3 FM, Tucson.